Good morning, everyone. It's been a while since we've had a talk in the temple. Continuing our series from Merging with Shiva, going through the lessons in the order in which the talks were given. And we are finishing up chapter 17, entitled The Eternal Now, given in 1961 at the San Francisco Temple, with some material added from the early 70s. Lesson 119, Finding the Eternal Now. Before beginning a new project, meditate. Collect up the ramified forces flowing through and around your body and bring them all to one point by regulating the energies through the control of breath, pranayama, thus arriving at the now, if only for an instant, begins the auspiciousness of the moment, after which the project should be begun. By thus meditating and through this practice, inner results infiltrate worldly undertakings, and the opposing forces succumb to the clarity of your perceptions derived through initially being aware in the now, if only for a few seconds. All my commentary is, of course, Guru Davis, referring to starting a medium-sized or large-sized project. Every time we want to sweep the floor or wash the dishes, we don't have to do this. In addition to bringing the ramified forces all to a one point through pranayama, for starting a medium or a large size project, we can also do a ceremony, such as a short puja, and choose an auspicious time for the beginning. So those are additional ways we can help make the project successful, in addition to experiencing the eternal now, at least for a few seconds. Back to the text. When you are experiencing the totality of the moment, you are not aware of the past, nor are you aware of the future or anything within the externalities of the mind. You are aware of the akasha, the primal substance of the superconsciousness of the mind. You are able to have a continuity of intuitive findings within it and gain much knowledge from within yourself. For the beginner on the path, the concept of the eternity of the moment is refreshing, and he does touch into it occasionally when he tries to meditate. This is encouraging to him, and he gains a new impetus to pursue his inner life more courageously than before. I like that, courageously. Oh, commentary. The Shum word for the eternity of the moment is BC, and has this definition. Eternity of the moment felt in the middle of 3 days in the past and three in the future. BC means I am aware of the unreality of time and the eternity of the moment. Have you noticed that any concern you might carry always bears upon the past or the future? To dissolve any concern, therefore, all one has to do is guide awareness to the present. Living in the moment, in the center of 3 days in the past and 3 days in the future, is the spirit of BC, used as a greeting, meaning we meet in the eternity of the moment. And as has been mentioned in previous lessons, one way to practice that is we don't think outside of this period. Here Guru Dev is defining it as 3 days past, 3 days future, unless there's a reason to do so. We're going to benefit by thinking more than 3 days in the past or more days than 3 days in the future. It's going to actually help us accomplish something. It's just not a unproductive trip into past or future. Back to the text. It is impossible to intellectually try to experience the here and now state of consciousness, as it is impossible to describe the feeling one would have standing on the top of a tall mountain. Only through experience can these transcendental states be known. Therefore, become perfect in yoga. Your rewards will be great and your future sublime. As the first attempt in finding the infinite reality of the eternity of the moment, sit quietly, draw all of your faculties into the center of your head, and try to see the glowing white light there. When this light is seen, a high-pitched sound might also be heard, and you are then in the eternity of the moment. Bringing oneself to the repetition of this practice successfully and systematically, day after day, month after month, year after year, is the yoga to be practiced to merge awareness deeper and deeper into super consciousness. So a commentary in Shum, the light Gurudeva is referring to, is called Ifche, as this definition. Clear, brilliant inner light. Ifche is experienced in the fields of the fifth and sixth dimension. In the fifth dimension, it is experienced as a brilliant inner light within the head, bright and clear. In the sixth dimension, that light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. One can move into Ifche through Kalibasa once you have located Balikana, the slight moon-like glow within the head. It is easy to enter the state of Ifche provided that the area of Nimra Nimling has been moved out of entirely. So Nimra Nimling are the images. We're not seeing images in the light. And we have some interesting Shum words here. Hearing the Hai sound in Shum is found in more than one word. We got three words for how the Hai sound can be heard. Nada Nadi. Listening only to the high-pitched E sound of the Nada Nadi Shakti, you are visiting Nada Nadi. It names the area of the mind awareness is within when listening to the nada, the high-pitched E sound, while also there are other sounds in the room or outside of it. It is unlike E Kaif, which names the state of consciousness when only the nada or E is heard and awareness is not conscious of another sound. The sounds heard in the state of nada nadi are those such as birds chirping, the wind, or the sea, while at the same time we are hearing the high-pitched E called nada. To awaken the nada, sit quietly with eyes closed in the state of dhanadi, which we'll do last, and listen to the sounds in the room and outside of it. Try to distinguish between them and any other kind of sound you might hear inside yourself, such as the breath or heartbeat. Soon the nada or E will come. When we only hear the nada and we are totally aware of it with no other distractions, this is called E Kaif. See E Kaif for a full explanation. So we'll do that. E Kaif, a state between Kaif and Im Kaif. When we only hear the nada or E and we are totally aware of it with no distractions, this is called E Kaif. A state of consciousness when only the nada is heard and awareness is not conscious of another sound. A high tone within the head that is often heard, which has the sound of E. This state comes after we experience prolonged periods of Kaif. Then we get the last one, Dhanadi. Listening to or hearing external sounds while listening to the Nada Nadi Shakti. The art of listening or hearing. This tantra will be imparted at the right time in the karmas. We must always listen to the subtle, taking it within and absorbing, then assimilating the words or sounds into knowledge. When Dhanadi becomes an everyday practice, life is enriched and wisdom begins to come. For wisdom is the timely application of knowledge. That's a phrase Gurudeva likes. Wisdom is the timely application of knowledge. By carefully listening to the tones of another's voice, it is possible to separate meaning from the words themselves. In other words, sometimes what someone says and what they mean are quite distinct. Either they can be doing it on purpose, or they're not explaining themselves very well. So in either case, the idea is you can actually know what they're meaning along with what they're saying. And there's a verse in the Yoga Sutras on that, being able to separate meaning from the words themselves. That's one of the siddhis. The Yoga Sutras reads, there is a natural confusion of word, object, and the idea on account of their superimposition on one another. Through meditation on the distinction between them, understanding of the sounds uttered by all creatures is acquired. So not just human speech, but what the cat is talking about. That the cow is talking about. Usually it's they want food. So let's see. Back to the text. Now you can think and you can feel, and feeling is more convincing. When your mind is disturbed, your feeling is personality centered. When your mind is quiet, your subtle feeling is super conscious. Spiritually aware. Feel that you are the complete master of your body, of your mind, and of your emotions. Can you really feel that? Feel the life within you. Feel your will dominating your mind. Your will is your soul in action. You may think about your will as being your soul in action, but you must feel the real you, the real I am. Tell your subconscious mind 24 hours a day that this is true. That you are the master of body, mind, and emotions. For in one instant of realizing this, knowing this, feeling this to be true, you will find that you are all right, right now, in this instant, and you will find yourself entirely free from fear, worry, and doubt. Live completely, regardless of your circumstances, then the circumstances in which you divide yourself will adjust themselves to become as beautiful as the beauty of your soul. And the commentary? Gurudeva stated that your will is your soul in action. This is the same idea as his statement. Thus we can begin to see that our individual awareness, willpower, and the primal life force deep within body, emotion, and mind are, in fact, one and the same. That willpower, individual awareness, and life force, their habits and usages are but various aspects. So that's a great meditation. How willpower, awareness, and life force are one thing. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.